This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now from undergroundusa.com, it is the man, the myth, the legend, Frank Salvato. Aha. Aha. There they are. 71 degrees, partly cloudy, and they're going back inside because it's a little too chilly for them.
A little chilly. Yeah, up north in Chicago, we would have been wearing shorts.
I know. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, Mr. Senator Joe Manchin, West Virginia, the man of the hour, along with Arizona Senator Christian Sinema, they've broken away from their own party. They're torching the $3.5 trillion social welfare and climate change spending bill. Manchin, of course, proclaimed that the government spending trillions right now would be fiscal insanity. And this is really something because it's just not going to get passed this time around.
Well, good. You know, I have to applaud both of them. And this is a perfect time for us to, you know, you mentioned the words there. He broke away from their party. They were diligent to their people. They represented their states. West Virginians didn't want to see this thing pass.
Nope.
Arizonans didn't want to see these pass. So they were loyal to their constituencies, you know. We always couch things on left and right and Republican and Democrat. Our government's not supposed to be held hostage by the political parties. It's supposed to have fidelity to the voters and the constituents. And what Manchin and Sinema did was execute loyalty to their states the way they're supposed to. Now, it may have ticked Chuck Schumer off. It may have ticked Nancy Pelosi off, and I'm sure it angered the Biden administration, but they're not supposed to answer to those people.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to answer to the West Virginia and Arizona. And if each of the elected officials would start having fidelity to the states that they represent instead of the parties that they're in, the country would be a much, much better place. So I applaud both of them for representing the people of their states with fidelity. Mm-hmm. And I also applaud them for saying, you know what, my state's got to come before my party. That goes for Republicans, too. Your state's got to come before your party.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Senate voted 65 to 35 to approve a last-minute bill to keep the federal government open until December the 3rd, 2021. The House went along with it. And the other thing is, we understand today, Nancy Pelosi is bringing up, let's see, what is she voting on today? Because I just saw the headline here. I've got to go back to the headline to find it. Pelosi now pledges a Friday vote after Dems failed to reach deals on infrastructure and reconciliation.
You know, the Senate, again, led by Mitch McConnell, who I am not a fan of.
Right.
I'd make the Democrats own everything. Why did anybody go along with that? They've got 50 votes. They've got Kamala Harris. Make them own raising the debt ceiling. Make them do it by themselves so that you've got something going into the midterm saying they raised the ceiling again so they can raise your taxes again.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like last time and the time before that, the time going back all the way to the beginning of time, they tried to blame us for shutting down government when government's bankrupting you.
Mm-hmm.
So why did any Republican go along with that bill in the Senate? I just don't understand it. They had the votes to pass it. They should have passed it. Without
yep.
whining, too. They should have been proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if this $3.5 trillion bill that Biden keeps saying will cost us nothing,
mm-hmm.
if it really does cost us nothing, how come we had to raise the debt ceiling?
Yeah, true. That's a good point.
I believe one of our listeners brought that up on Monday.
Yes.
Why do we have to raise it? It bears repeating.
Yep. And, of course, folks, I'm talking to Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check out the podcast and the other great things that he's got over there as well. Oops. Okay. Here comes the music in my ear, so you hang on, Frank. And, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to motor along here. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Frank Silvano from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into the Midwest, and out west as far as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, I think the reason is because of a couple of things. Number one, Moss Nissan, their goal is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And number two, most people have found that they cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, it all starts with the Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your car. You also will get clean trade-ins. They're commanding a great resale price right now, so take advantage, upgrade your ride right now. Or come on in and get a vehicle that's off lease, or come on in and get a certified pre-owned and see what you can do. By the way, your car is worth more money than you think, because the certified pre-owned vehicle market is up right now, and I do mean up. Now, don't forget, you can also test drive the Rogue, which is the hottest new SUV in the market, and the You Serve, You Save program is alive and well at Moss Nissan, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great care taking care of you. So, remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. And their locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon to the great, great, great Brooksville, Florida area. They'll be having a brand new dealership there. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Hello, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We've got a caller. I'm not sure who this is, so I'll find out. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, Frank.
Oh, it's Eric in East Tennessee.
Yes, sir. Hey, hoorah. Hey, real quick, Mr. Frank was addressing the issue regarding why are there Republicans even supporting any of this and not just, you know, giving a loving, how should I say, I don't want to say second finger, but just say, hey, no, we're not doing this. And here's a rhetorical question. Now, we're a constitutional republic, and we have a Republican form of government. And in the Constitution, I'm addressing it from a constitutional angle because Frank seems to be on top of this stuff. And,
he is.
You know, complimenting him. Okay, so in the Constitution, it guarantees a Republican form of government, small r. Okay, so we got all these Republicans, big R's, who aren't fulfilling their duties in protecting the Republic, the root word of their party. Okay, now you got the Grand Old Party as the official registered name. Here's the thing. Where is the GOP? Where are the quote unquote Republicans with all of these blatant unconstitutional fiascos going on? From investigations on some fallacy of the January 6th alleged insurrection to the mandates, these so-called vaccine mandates that are unconstitutional, where the federal government changed the definition of what a vaccine is last year from one that provides immunity to one that provides a response. This is, where are the Republicans? I'm not the only one feeling this. There's no one standing up going, hey, this is a bunch of Bravo Sierra, you know, in their political terminology. I'm using, how should I say, a grunt style language here, but where are the Republicans? Where is this Republic headed?
Okay.
We got a wide open border.
Let us.
All these promises that they're going to do something to include censorship of big tech.
Let us
That's my vent. Yeah, thank you, gentlemen. Simplify.
Thank you. I was just saying, let us try to answer that. Okay. Go ahead.
He's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Where the hell are they?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of what we've been screaming about with the leadership on the right side of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've railed against Mitch McConnell. I think it's well past time that he's not the leader anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got some decent voices in the Republican Party asking the same questions, but they're not in the hierarchy of leadership. You know, we should have been mandate. Mandate means nothing. Enjoy your mandate. Mm-hmm. And that should have been it. You know, I mean, that doesn't have the weight of law. We're allowing the bureaucracy to run roughshod because we don't stand up and say the bureaucracy doesn't have the authority to do that. You know, the Republicans, and he's absolutely right. I completely agree with everything that he said. They're not showing up. They may show up every now and then in a Senate committee, in a House committee, with the way they go after a witness. But when it comes to taking the stand and derailing what the fascists of the progressive wing of the Democrat Party want to do, they just seem to evaporate. Part of that problem is they don't know how to get ahead of a narrative to save their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they cannot advance a narrative into the public sphere because they don't know how to message. They don't know how to get around the mainstream media. It's one thing Donald Trump was a genius at. He circumvented the mainstream media. I'm taking it directly to the people. It's what Reagan did before him. You know, take it directly to the people. I don't need to talk to you. I'm talking to you. You know. Why should I talk to a reporter when I can talk to Joe Main Street? You know, so the Republican Party on the federal level has to do a lot more than go to the cocktail parties just because they're elected. They've got to do the hard business of standing up for what is right and standing up for their constituents. I said this in the first segment. People elected to federal office represent their states and represent their constituents before they represent their party.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be that way. The party is something that comes second. It comes, I'm sent to Washington by Republican constituents, so let's talk amongst us as a caucus. It's not, I'm a Republican first, so I'm going to do what the party says and then have to explain it to my constituents.
Mm-hmm.
Washington warned us of this in his farewell address. He said, beware of factions in government. Mm-hmm. They'll be the death of the Republic, and I'm paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
And what he was talking about was the political parties.
I have to assume that the reason that we haven't seen anybody challenging the constitutionality of this is because maybe they think they'd lose?
Doesn't matter. You either stand for what's right or you roll over for what's wrong.
Because have you heard of anybody challenging?
I hear Rand Paul, who's got libertarian roots but identifies as a Republican for his office. I've heard Ted Cruz. I've heard Mike Lee. You know, Blackburn. There mm-hmm. are good Republicans out there who are standing up. They just never get the full voice of the Republican leadership. And the blame for that must be laid at Mitch McConnell's feet.
Mm-hmm.
He is a horrific leader.
Mm-hmm.
A horrific. He made no political tactics when it comes to moving on the floor. Bravo for you. You should be the tactician then. But let's get a leader who's willing to stand up and say, we can't let this go forward.
Well,
we can't.
Well,
and start pointing out the people on the left side of the aisle,
yep.
besides Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, who are doing this.
Yep, and I agree with what you're saying. Now, in the meantime, here's one that they should be challenging. You ready for this?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Dianne Feinstein has unveiled a bill to mandate you must have proof of vaccination to get on an aircraft or have a test before you do it, and if you don't pass it, you don't get on it.
Yeah, I don't think allowing the federal government to say, oh, by the way, the ticket that you saved for and bought because you're past TSA right now is null and void, and you got to eat that ticket because you didn't pass a test that could possibly be a false positive. You can't get to where you want to go. That's limiting the freedom of travel around this country. And I also have to question this. Dianne Feinstein hasn't been seen because people are reporting that she's got severe cognitive decline.
Yeah, I've heard
so
that.
I very, very much don't believe that is something that Dianne Feinstein came up with. I'm pretty sure that's something Dianne Feinstein's office came up with. And the people of California didn't elect her office personnel to do this. They elected her to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see a Republican investigation into how that proposal came to be
okay.
when she's supposedly in cognitive decline.
Here comes the music. Would you like to stick around for another segment?
You bet.
All right, hold on. Okay, folks, I'm going to be right back with Frank Salvato. We've still got a lot of really, really, really neat stuff to be talking about here. Don't go anywhere. We got lots more coming back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congress on Thursday avoided a government shutdown by voting to continue funding the government through December 3rd.
On this vote, the yeas are 65, the nays are 35. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
The House approved the measure earlier in the day with a 254-175 vote. Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from California has delayed a vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Lawmakers sent things south when Pelosi tied the bill to the extremely expensive $3.5 trillion partisan spending package. We now know why boxing star Manny Pacquiao retired from boxing. He's advancing into a ruthless industry, politics. Manny has filed his certificate of candidacy for the Philippine presidency Friday. As registration opened for candidates seeking to lead, the elections are on May 9, 2022. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, we are going to take it away. Good morning to Fred down there in Fort Lauderdale. He's been chiming in like a canary in a spring sunshine Christmas tree. How about that? There's one for you, Fred. All right. Relief Factor brings you this portion of the program. It's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce the inflammation and the pain that I get a fair amount of the time. Now, it's got natural ingredients in it, which makes it 100% drug-free, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And when you take that, it helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation. It also lowers or eliminates pain by going right straight to the source of the pain. And you might have pain in your leg or your ankle. You might have pain in your knee, maybe even your back. And believe it or not, when you take this stuff, a lot of times, it'll get rid of the pain in both places. So you get a twofer, literally. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical with fish oil product made from the clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, something your body needs to have anyway. And it supports healthy joints and muscles, also helps with the healing process, and it only costs $19.95 for 3 weeks. $19.95. Now, you can try the 3-week quick start by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets you in the program, and away you go, and you'll find out it'll work, and you'll be one of the happy, happy campers that are floating around the neighborhood here. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, we were talking during the break about a couple of different things there, and Fred is agreeing with what you were talking about what you and Eric were had gotten into discussion about, and that's all good. I believe that we do have an option here to us, but nobody is taking it. I mean, who is suing to determine the constitutionality of what we've been talking about? Nobody.
Nobody. And then this is where, you know, everybody has come to understand the judicial branch as a reactive branch.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court actually has the ability to issue statements about what's going on. They don't necessarily have to be reactive. They've just taken that role.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are the arbiters of the keepers of the meaning of the Constitution. So their right is to protect the Constitution. So it would be nice to hear from them, or at least some of them, about what's going on with the executive branch. But, you know, they don't teach history in schools anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't get taught about what happened during Woodrow Wilson's term. We don't get taught anything about the government workings other than what happened during World War II from the Roosevelt term.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where the bureaucracy started to be built in Washington, D.C. Some people call it the deep state. I call it the bureaucracy. It's one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if, let's say, government would have shut down and they wouldn't have passed what they did, the bureaucracy would have continued on as the people didn't sit in Congress. The bureaucracy just goes on. You know, no matter who's in the Oval Office, the bureaucracy goes on. The departments and the agencies just go on.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten too big and too unaccountable. So when we talk about a lot of the unconstitutional things that our federal government is doing, we like to place a name and a face to it, so we automatically point to the people in Congress or the people in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
But as you saw during the COVID thing, we were getting edicts from the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, who all of a sudden was saying that there's going to be a rent moratorium.
Yeah.
Well, who the hell are you to say that there's going to be a rent moratorium? You're the Center for Disease Control. You don't have any right to tell people who own property what they can and cannot do as far as collecting payment.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen? That's the bureaucracy. And until we start to dismantle, this is where the brave people come in who are in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Until we start to dismantle the bureaucracy, the same BS is going to keep on going no matter who is in the Oval Office or in Congress. And we should have learned that lesson with Donald Trump. How many people who called themselves Republican in Washington, D.C., for year upon year upon year, the apparatus. How many people pushed back against his agenda, even though he was a rightfully elected president?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know where the Department of Justice is going to be today.
Where are they going to be today?
They are going to argue against the Texas abortion law in federal court.
Yeah, again, why is the DOJ involving themselves in state politics that has nothing to do with them?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is a politicized and agendized ideological agency, department that is part of the bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
And they are tasked during this administration with sticking their noses in, and this is just like Eric Holder before. We're going to insert ourselves into the state sovereignty to say, no, you can't do that. Oh, that's what state sovereignty is all about. If the people of Texas have elected people to decide that that's not what they want, then that's the way it should be. Not denying the people of Texas the ability to go and get an abortion. They can go to any other state and get it. That's their right. Go ahead and travel. But in Texas, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let's be clear about this. Roe versus Wade was a Supreme Court decision that had to do with privacy. It had nothing to do with is abortion legal, is abortion not legal. That was left to the states. Roe versus Wade was a privacy decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so once again, we come back to the subject of state sovereignty. Where did state sovereignty go?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it started to be marginalized when the federal government started overstepping its bounds when senators were directly elected, thanks again to the Woodrow Wilson administration, when they passed that amendment to the Constitution, directly electing senators. Never supposed to be the case. Senators were supposed to be appointed by the state legislatures,
mm-hmm.
because the Senate was supposed to be looking out for state rights and state sovereignty.
Okay.
With the direct election, it turned into a political apparatus, and states lost their protectors in Washington.
Now I got a question for you. The question is, John Durham, Special Counsel John Durham, issued a new round of subpoenas in the FBI probe. It appears that he may be onto something Perkins Coie related.
Well, there's a lot to dig into there, because that is the go-to law firm in Washington for the Democrats and the far left.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's issuing subpoenas and he's starting to make moves to bring people in front of the grand jury,
mm-hmm.
more power to him, because without taking a lot of risk with this statement, there's a lot to find out about that law firm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And with that's going to be a lot to find out about the very popular apparatuses of Obama and Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Now, Marco Rubio said something yesterday. I don't know if you picked up on it. He was talking about the illegals headed to the border, Mexican-U.S. border. And with what we know that is working their way to Panama and through Panama, which is kind of like a broker in all of this, then moving them further up into Mexico, there's 120,000 people in the pipeline right now that are going to be working their way through over the next month or two.
Absolutely. And they're being facilitated through Mexico by the Mexican drug cartels. To do exactly what they did in Del Rio. Now, a lot of people are not recognizing this, but this is exactly what happened. The Mexican drug cartels flooded the Del Rio sector, expecting the Border Patrol to have to man up over there and abandon other checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, the drug cartels were able to move things through Laredo with a lot of ease, because Border Patrol agents had to go over to Del Rio.
I'm sure that you are absolutely right about that. Well, I will talk to you on Monday, my friend. Thanks for sticking around. Have yourself a great weekend.
Stay well.
All right, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Go over there and check it out. See all the things that he has to offer. We're coming right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And, thanks to everybody who's been chiming in there, either by sending us the direct messages off the website or by going into the chat room and sending us messages that way. We try to answer them all. I've seen most of them. I haven't seen them all, but we try to answer them all, certainly, when we finish with the show. Now, a couple of things here before I move on. Did you hear about the Super Bowl halftime show this year? Well, let's see. They're going to have Kendrick Lamar. They're going to have Eminem. They're going to have Mary J. Blige, Dr. Dre, and Snoop Dogg. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Isn't that something? The geriatric squad will be alive and well for that one. Now, some serious news, because I always thought this guy was quite the soccer player, Pele. He's been released from the hospital where he went in for another round of chemo. He, of course, was a Brazilian world-famous soccer player, one of the best ever to play the game. And when I was paying attention to sports back in the day, he was one of the guys that I used to watch because he was in New York. So there you go. All righty. And we now have Patrick Hyland with us from the Sports Zone. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Sorry about that. Some phone lines were tied up on the mobile lines. Good morning, everybody.
I was just talking about Pele, and he got released from the hospital after his most recent thing with chemo. And I also talked about the Super Bowl, and they announced the entertainment, and I kind of called it the geriatric squad when you got Snoop Dogg in there.
Well, I tell you, it's kind of funny. This is the first time they've ever mentioned entertainment this early. Super Bowl's 5 months away, and I don't know if that music applies to everybody watching the Super Bowl. We'll see how it turns out.
Well, you got Kendrick Lamar, you got Eminem, you got Mary J. Blige, Dr. Dre, and Snoop Dogg, and that's who they got. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Mm-hmm. Pele, though, what a great athlete. What a great ambassador for football.
All right, let's get started here because last night Jacksonville came close but no cigar.
Good team, Captain. They're just not there yet as a unit. You know, new quarterback, new head coach. Urban Meyer, great college coach, but we'll see how it, you know, transfers to the pro game. So, but a great game, like you said, 24-21, since he wins it. So all the Cincinnati fans up there in Kentucky and Ohio, you know, congratulations on a good victory. The kicker for the Cincinnati Bengals is from the University of Florida, Captain Mr. Evan McPherson. And he missed one earlier in the game, but then he came through to, you know, have the points to win the game for Cincinnati. Should be some great games this weekend, Captain. I'm looking for an exciting matchup. You're going to have the Brady Bowl back up there, the Brady Belichick Bowl up there in good old Boston area when Tom heads back to town. Ticket now to get to that game is $500, Captain. Unbelievable.
I would have thought it would have been more.
Yeah, it's up there. Yeah. Well, regular season game, you can't get too crazy, but wow, it's just amazing. I think with the Bucs losing last week to the Rams, they're going to be ready to beat the Patriots. Very hard. Brady doesn't normally lose two in a row, and this team, you know, was on a roll, 10 in a row. This is their first loss in 10 NFL pro games from playoffs and regular season, so they look good. Should be an interesting game. The Giants going down to New Orleans. So we'll see what Jameis Winston does and Saquon Barkley. He's getting healthier every week. A lot of people have him in fantasy football. So we'll see how that works.
I got to talk of baseball here because Aaron Judge hit two home runs last night. The Yankees beat the Jays 6-2, and they're back out. They stretched their wild card lead again.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to make it. Now, the Yankees and Rays play this weekend, three big games. So the Rays pretty much have it wrapped up. We'll see, you know, how they play these next three games and see if the Yankees hold on to that final wild card spot.
Well, they have the division wrapped up or something like that, right?
Yeah, the Rays do. Yeah, absolutely. The Rays are in now. The Yankees are just trying to stay in the. If the Yankees make the playoffs, it can get scary. They have the bats. It's going to imagine how their pitching turns out. The Rays also. The Rays bats have really gotten hot. Do they have enough pitching? Houston, the Astros look very good. Lance McCullers Jr. from the Tampa Bay area is looking real good for the Astros. So we'll see what he can do in the postseason, as well as the rest of the team. They lost a few good players. Springer's with the Blue Jays. He used to be their leadoff hitter for the Astros. And then your wild card team of winning it all. They're not a wild card team. They were going to win their division, the Chicago White Sox. But they're kind of your, you know, long shot.
Mm-hmm.
But if they get hot and streaky, they could do it too. So
let me ask you a question. Ole Miss's head coach, Lane Kiffin,
was
mentioned as being on the short list for the opening at the USC football team, or University of Southern California. He said that he's fully committed to where he's at. I hope he stays there because I don't see anybody bouncing around like that is doing themselves any favors.
No, you're very fortunate to get that Ole Miss job. You know, he was down in South Florida coaching a college team, and then Ole Miss, you know, was able to get him. And then Willie Taggart went down there from Florida State, Oregon, and then Florida State down there. But there has been a lot of coaching carousel. I don't see USC taking him back after him being a head coach out there. That's my opinion. I could be wrong, but I don't foresee that happening.
Okay.
I think if they're smart.
How about Archie Manning's son or you know, Arch Manning? Yeah. I mean, God, yeah. This kid here, everybody in the world is looking for him.
Oh, yeah. All the colleges want that kid. It's going to be interesting if he goes to Ole Miss like his granddad, okay, and his uncle.
Yeah, well, Eli. Guess where he's going today?
Where is he headed today, Cap?
Alabama.
Well, I'm sure
University of Alabama.
I'm sure Saban's going to be all over him to play there. It's going to be interesting to see where he ends up. Peyton went to Tennessee, and, you know, Eli did go to Ole Miss like his dad. Cooper was going to go to Ole Miss before injuries cut his football career short, unfortunately. He was a great wide receiver back in the day. So it should be very interesting season, Captain, to say the least, in college ball.
Artie, we got to dash. I'm looking at the clock.
God
here.
Bless you, Captain, and the audience. Please check us out on this station, the sister station, AM860, The Answer, on Sunday, 11 to 12, the Sports Zone. God bless, Cap. Thank you.
All righty.
The Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, and he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and don't forget to visit our friends down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. You know, Jill and the gang, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. You can call them, set up an appointment by calling 941-922-2345. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again to call, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Well, tell you what, it's the end of another weekday version of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's been a very busy week. We've had a lot of interesting news breaking overnight here on the program, and we try to keep up with that as best we can, because after all, that's what we're here for. We are a news talk program. Everything else comes after that, and many, many times the news that we get isn't all that good, but once in a while it's fantastic. So there you go. Now, I'll be back tonight with a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. So look forward to talking to you then. We'll have more stations on the line at that time, because that's the way that we started, was on the weekend. All right. Have yourself a great day. Remember, it's all about we the people here in the program. God bless America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.